Liturgical Day, Saturday the 4th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Mark. The apostles returned and reported to Jesus all they had done and taught. Then he said to them, "Go off by yourselves to a remote place and have some rest." For there were so many people coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. And they went away into the boat to a secluded area by themselves. But people saw them leaving, and many could guess where they were going. So from all the towns they hurried there on foot. Arriving ahead of them, as Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he had compassion on them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began a long teaching session with them. Our commentary is by Father David Compte, from Manlleu, Barcelona. Go off by yourself to a remote place and have some rest. For there were so many people coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. Today the gospel proposes a situation, a need and a paradox, all very real in our time too. The situation? The apostles are overworked. Quote, "There were so many people coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat," unquote. Quite often we are facing the same kind of stress. Our work consumes a good share of our energy. The family, where each member seeks our love. The other activities which we are engaged in, which do good to us while benefiting third parties. If you wish, you can. Maybe it would be sounder admitting we cannot do all we would like to. The need. Our body, our head, and our heart have to have a need. To rest. In these few verses, we have an often ignored manual about resting, where communication is emphasized. The apostles, quote, returned and reported to Jesus all they had done and taught, unquote. Communication with God, following the thread of what is more cherished to our heart. And oh, surprise, we find God is already waiting. And he hopes to find us with our tiredness. Jesus tells them, "Go off by yourselves to a remote place and have some rest." In God's plans, there is a place of rest. But there is more, as our whole existence, with all that entails, must rest in God. An anxious St. Augustine claims, quote, "You made us for you, and our heart is restless while not resting with you," unquote. God's rest is creative, not anesthetic, bumping into God's love focus on our heart and our thoughts. The paradox? The gospel scene has a, quote, bad ending, for the disciples cannot rest. God's plan fails. They are being approached by the crowd. They have not been able to, quote, disconnect. We often cannot get rid of our obligations either, children, wife, work. It would be to betray ourselves, and yet we must find God in these realities. If there is communication with God, if our heart rests in Him, we shall play down upon our useless tension, and reality, free of chimeras, will better show God's sign. In Him, that's where we should rest.